No, I can't burp because I might vomit.
Welcome to Into the Amazons, everybody, where apparently Gar doesn't want to burp or vomit.
Vomit or be vomited on. That's the kind of society we live in.
To burp or not to burp, you make the call.
Anyways.
You decide.
Cue the burgers.
I think he means roll call.
Fuck!
Connecto. Loyal Aim Lab, Pink Caster, Light Red!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Cheetah's Azeal.
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellow Caster, Auto Gar.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
No, I meant burgers. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to this week's Enter the Amazon.
Episode 11.
Episode 11 of the show is what we're talking about. This is episode 10 of Enter the Amazon.
All right.
Because we did the double episode special.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're talking about episode 10.
We're talking about episode 11.
Sorry, episode 11.
Fuck! I knew this would happen!
This is Enter the Amazon episode 10, but we are talking about Kamen Rider Amazons episode 11.
Killing Day.
Killing Day?
Yeah, it's called Killing
yes.
Day.
Yes.
Oh, that's the title of the episode of, that we're going to call.
A lot of killing happened that day.
Holy fuck! Just last week, shank! That's pretty much it.
Last week on Kamen Rider Amazons!
That is all.
Cue the show!
So we think that Haruka's, like, dead, but obviously he's not going to be because protagonist. Sorry about that.
Protagonist!
Protagonist!
So,
being an Amazon, all he had to do was eat some meat, and he's back on his feet.
Yeah. And also we found out that Haruka was created.
Well, I think that's up to interpretation. Like, she says she created him, but she could be referring to the fact that he had the Amazon cells inside him.
Yeah, maybe. He
has been described as her adopted child, so we really don't know the full story there.
Well, exactly. That's like a good fucking
that's season
toy.
2 bait.
No,
which is happening.
What I like to believe is that she made Haruka to use as like a weapon sometime in the future, and just the reason why she kept giving him those needle injections
was to
so
keep him at bay until they needed him.
Yeah, because he wasn't ready yet, and then
so he's a test tube baby.
Yeah, so she never expected him to be one day just go, oh, I don't want to take my drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay.
But then she was. She was like super impressed that Haruka has just been amazing.
This episode had a lot of really clever cinematography, starting with Sigma dehensioning at the beginning.
Yeah, he like takes off the belt and then just doesn't show him. But then you hear the noises and then you just see his hand.
And he's there in human form. There was some really nice POV shots, particularly of Sigma doing his little jump move.
And just his hand sticks out. And he's like,
Haruka riding on his motorcycle.
A lot of shots of Mamoru just looking at people through a coin.
Yeah, that was cute. I really, really loved the symbolism that he put forth with the whole, take my money, you're mercenaries, I'll hire you to be friends!
Yeah, because, like, some show where, like, the director lady's assistant or whatever is just like, no, we can't do the thingy.
Basically, Tachibana is, like, working with, like, Kano is secretly working with Tachibana. So Tachibana has Kano stop Talalak, but it turns out he's a double agent. He was doing it to keep him at arm's length so he could keep an eye on him.
Yep.
So he stops Talalak, but only enough to actually give it back to the director when it's about to launch.
So he's like, oh, I knew I could count on you. And he's like, yep.
I feel like his name is a pun on that, because Kano means possibility.
But yeah, like, Haruka doesn't...
It's all about, like, what could he do.
But yeah, but like, Haruka doesn't stop him or anything like that, and then Shido's, like, super pissed off at him. He's like, what the fuck? Like, we need to eliminate all these things.
Yeah.
Vermin. And he's like, no! A lot of them are human beings!
I love how the director, after Kano runs off with the terminal, she turns to Haruka, who just 5 seconds ago expressed distaste in the Talalak project, and basically says to him, stop that man from stopping the thing you also want to stop!
Yep.
Do it!
And he's like, fuck you, no.
And he just slowly walks up the stairs, apparently.
And also the extermination team, they just have, like, a fridge full of burgers for Mamoru.
Which is perfectly sensical, considering that's what he ate.
I wouldn't want refrigerated burgers. I like my water burger up, hot and fresh. No, that's not gonna be the same. It's gonna be gross. Like, cold pizza is one thing, but no, I'm not gonna microwave a burger.
Maybe they're specially cooked.
No.
Then again, they're Amazons, so they're not gonna care. Food is food.
Maybe they're from McDonald's, or they're loaded with preservatives.
Yeah.
They're in that type of wrapper.
No, wait. Trademark reasons. Don Mickles.
It was also really cute seeing Mamoru, like, super concerned for Haruka when he was, like, dying. And, like, we just all, like, just agreed together. Mamoru is the best character in this entire show.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's all our favorites.
There's some nice scenery with Alpha and Nanaha near the beginning, too, where they were like, oh, it's gonna rain tomorrow. We should go away so you don't get caught in the fucking Tlaloc fog. And he was like, Let's go to an onsen. Then I'll come back and see who's dead.
And then, like, they kiss each other, and I'm just like, alright, now fuck! And they proceed to fuck probably afterwards.
Fanfic bait.
That wasn't thunder, that was them crushing the bed.
But yeah, so, like, at one point, like, Alpha, like, stops Director Lee's assistant or whatever like that.
Alpha gets hired by the director to stop Kano. And, of course, Sigma shows up to defend him. And, like a proper tokusatsu, he chooses the fight instead of what he was just hired for.
Because he just... Oh, Jin thinks, oh, I can fucking take him. And Sigma's like, I'm upgraded. Beat you in three moves!
No. It's just, you know, it's another toku trope. When my antagonist slash rival shows up right in front of me, everything else is on the fucking sideline. I need to go fight him.
But, yeah, this continues... This confirms our theory that every time he fought, he was on a downward slope. His first fight... 5 moves. Second fight, 4 moves, even though it ended in 3. Now it's actually 3 moves.
Now I can beat you in 1 move.
Except it didn't actually work this time because the power of the human spirit.
Yeah, he like...
No, because the power of, hey, there's 8 of us. If we all work together, we can kick his ass.
Before they show up, though, he's about to fall and his, like, suit wears off, but then the true savior, the power of shoving your foot slightly to the side so he regains his balance.
The power of like, pyramids.
And Sigma's like, what? You should be defeated by now. Why aren't you done? And Jin's answer is effectively, I don't wanna!
I'm gonna kill Fer! I'm best Amazon!
Listen here, you little shit.
Yeah, he's just dropping.
I've been doing this.
Let me tell you something!
No, let me tell you. I kill my own chickens. I have a kid as a rival.
I'll teach you to suck eggs.
I ain't letting a dead guy beat 11 shit out of me.
I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me.
Where's my wife? Take check.
I'll show you my super form, Amazon Drunk.
I'll teach you to be happy.
Amazon Drunk.
God, you know what now we need to
Amazon Alki!
We just need during fucking Sigma and Alpha's fight just the happy happy Joey Joey songs.
What?
I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandma to suck eggs.
Mr. Jin, Haruka. Give me another liquor.
Oh God, yes.
Oh God.
Sigma! Alpha.
Hey everybody, it's me, Mamoru. Gotta take care of my burgers.
Gotta take care of my team.
Go all green mole on you.
Ah, for fuck's sake, Shio.
Burgers and coins.
We all love Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, we all love Trailer Park Boys, yeah.
Trailer Park Boys now touring Europe at the end of the month.
So,
Netflix.
So like, Shino's like, all right, we gotta go, whatever, like that. And then, like, Mamoru's like, no, we all need to be friends. So, like, drags Shino over to the middle, to the center of the room. Drags Haruka over to the center of the room. And he's just like, no, you guys need to be friends. Here, I can give you guys all my money. I'm paying you to be friends. And that's why this week's episode is gonna be called The Price of Friendship.
Yep.
Is death.
It was cute, but... I feel like once they had agreed to it, they didn't really need to actually take his money.
No, you know what? It's like making a child happy. So it's like, you know what? We're going to take these...
I know. I would have stuck to my guns on that notion, but at the end of the episode, Kazuya comes back with having them made into little pendants for them all to wear.
Which was adorable!
Yeah, which I liked.
I liked that. Kazuya, and Noizumi's just like...
Knows me.
Yes, she's like, whatever, I guess.
Shido like, actually turns to Haruka and is like, I still don't fucking agree with you.
Yeah, it's like, so, we partners? No. No. No.
And,
Sigma's dead.
So,
we're rivals. No,
and then
again.
We get this really cool shot where's of Mamoru looking through, like, the coin or whatever and seeing, like, the entire team and yeah. Haruka, like, in the. Through the coin, I was like,
It felt like a sitcom opening.
Yeah.
Like the title shot.
Mamoru and Friends!
Just, these happy days are your mind. These because yeah. In the happy days, they would appear in the record.
Oh, okay.
Just, just Kazuya's Fonzie. Haruka! Hey!
Alright, so the final fight of the episode was pretty fucking badass.
Oh. Yep. Talk about depressing.
Yeah, Shido does this awesome, like, fucking coin flip before the start of the thing. Just Kazuya cocks his shotgun. Freaking
Date and the female lead in O's?
No. I was, like, when we were watching that, I saw, like...
Or Goro in the female?
Yeah, you see Haruka, like, with his coin, too, and I'm just like, put it in the belt? Golden Amazon? That's the kind of stupid bullshit Ryder could pull and get away with.
And then Kazuya, like, gives Jin, like, a burger, and he's like, I know it's not an egg, but here you go. And he's like, whatever, I have no choice. And then you just see him, like, do this cool transformation where he just says, like, Amazon really calmly. His eye fucking glows and then just transforms.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Like, that's cool.
That scene was just amazing. But then it's like, but, yeah, basically, last time... They figured out Sigma has this clock up ability, or which we'll just. That's why I call
he
it.
He just has speed.
Well, I call it the clock up ability.
He's more powerful, yeah.
So basically, they're smart about this. They fired two bullets at the same time in the same angle.
Which lined up and worked out like a super bullet drill.
Well, no, but what happened is that the bullet behind it pushed the other bullet forward so that he.
It went faster.
Yeah, it went faster, so he couldn't dodge it.
That's
yeah.
great.
But
and then
the creep.
Go ahead.
Just
and the
gills thing happen.
Amazon and Omega double teaming with their Hisats.
Yeah, Alpha does a violent slash, and then
Haruka
Alpha
imitates Comrade Gills's.
Yeah, and Omega does Alpha's violent strike.
And Sigma effectively is like, I appear to be wounded, chaps.
Yeah, he's just like, oh shit, what the fuck? Why is this
yeah,
happening?
Why is he,
and
why
then
starts
he,
melting.
Why is he melting?
Because he's a corpse!
Yeah.
Oh, so basically it was like,
once you cut off the source of his power, he's gonna decompose.
Oh.
And then it turns around, and then you just see this giant fucking claw right through him. And it was Mamoru who used the killing blow.
Which I did not see coming, but it was totally awesome.
It was amazing.
And this makes Mamoru best character in series.
Yep. So then after he dissolves, and then he puts, like, a coin, like, where June was, and then...
he was a member of the team.
Well, no, not even that, just...
Oh,
it was
what he did with the coin first.
Oh, yeah, basically what Mamoru did is that he left the coin up to his eye, like he did with the rest of the group, but when he didn't see the creature that...
He saw June,
which, it felt like the people who created this destroyed my friend, and now my friend can finally rest.
Yeah, and even all of them, like, said, like, yeah, like, now you can finally rest.
Good
we'll
work.
Miss you. Good job. And then, like, just the belt is just
sitting there, suspended in the goo.
And, like, Mamoru's walking over, and he's just like, you grab it?
Mamo, take the belt!
Take the belt!
Take the belt and become awesome!
That's the next scene. No. Just, nope.
They left it there, didn't they?
Yep.
It's like how they didn't call the cops.
Yeah.
God, they're stupid!
So then, like, we get a scene where, like, Tachibana is, like, talking to the president, and the president's like, oh, no, your Sigma Project's a piece of shit. Like, we can't have our, like, subjects not eating. Like, that makes them weak and abominations.
The director of the pharmaceutical company is a very ethical man, and apparently he was not quite down with having an army of soldiers
that
don't need to eat.
Listen to me, you piece of shit! I want my Amazons to eat, and I want them to eat now!
I have a brand deal with McDonald's!
I'm not having it fall through just for your personal gains!
And then I heard it's like, ultimate life form. Wait, was Shadow in this? I didn't see him.
Wow, that was so loud. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Just, I am the ultimate life form, Shadow the Amazon.
I was honestly expecting Tachibana to just go through the curtain and just push the president out the window. Just, what are you doing?
Sorry. am the new president now.
So then...
Wait, Arkham City. Have a nice trip.
So then they're all back, like, the team's all back at the base, and they're eating stuff, and then just Mamoru's eating, like, a burger, and he's just like, this doesn't taste the same anymore. Kazuya's like, maybe you're just getting tired of burgers now, and then just literally
all dawns on us as everyone in the show looks over at Mamo, and then it flashes back to that scene in the restaurant where apparently he had a taste for the human meat they were eating.
No, but before that, it's just like he looks over and he's staring blankly at Kazuya when, like, after he said it, and then you just hear the theme kicking in, and I'm like, oh no, he says, my god, maybe I don't like burgers anymore. Maybe they are gross. I want meat, human meat. So he wants a craving for human, and you just see him lick his lips, and I'm like, oh!
And all of us just went, no!
Peach, pat him on.
Oh, why'd you remind me of that?
Because that's what this is!
Yeah, he's
take
just...
why are all of our precious cinnamon buns becoming human-hungry monsters?
I went in because I wanted to know what you guys were freaking out about.
Yeah, okay, for those who don't know, me and Ichi, we both watched the third chapter of Digimon Tri together.
Okay, we're not going to actually spoil anything for people who haven't watched it, but episode 10, prepare for nightmares!
That's fucking disturbing.
No.
Well, no, just now it's going to be like, is Mamoru going to turn evil, or are they going to kill
him? Oh, yeah, no.
Based on that episode preview, apparently yes!
He goes wild. So they
they're gonna have to put him down.
This
is like that moment in Gangrumps where they were playing Shadow of the Colossus, and they're just like, "Oh man, Aggro, he's such a cool horse, right? Yeah, I fucking love Aggro, man." And
drop
Aggro
him
falls
down
off
the canyon,
falls off a bridge.
Well, it could be worse. He could go the Wizard Von route, where he just.
Why are you just full of traumatic references today?
Stop referencing. Shit, bad, traumatic shit in Digimon.
What's
next? All those times Leomon died?
Well, that just became funny.
You know what's funny? They're actually releasing...
out of laugh tracks wherever he dies.
They're actually releasing a figure set that's like, it's Leomon and then...
Does it come with his dying eyes?
No. It's Leomon and then she has Jerry on his shoulder.
Cool.
I'm just like, aww.
You know what? Fuck it. It's been 15 years. Spoilers. Wizardmon died.
Yeah, in season 2, he was a digital ghost.
Yeah, because, you know, he died in the real world. He couldn't come... So basically, I think Mamoru is just... He's not going to evaporate. His corpse is literally just going to lay there.
Yep.
Just for dramatic effect.
I'm rooting for they fix him somehow.
No. They'll have to put him down like a dog.
Lane.
I'm sorry.
Fucking soon.
I'm sorry.
Now we're all sad.
Yeah.
What did you think of this episode? Leave a comment in the description below, whatever the fuck you want.
And we'll answer it on the next episode of Yai.
Yeah, thanks.
Aircaster, what do you think of this Oh, shit, Aircaster's dead.
He's dead.
He's also dead!
He was turned off.
Dead.
You'd say he was turned off by this episode.
Oop. So, I think next week we're just gonna power through the last two episodes in another double episode special.
We need to, man. Actually, is it possible if we can do the last two episodes next week and then one more episode just for a recap of the whole entire series?
Yes.
Lane, you have a problem with that?
Problem with what?
We want to do a recap episode after next week.
Okay.
That way we have, you know, a full 13 episodes.
Hooray! You get to hear us playing shit on the air!
Yeah!
That wasn't premeditated!
Yay!
We're slightly less sad!
Anyways!
Wait, got Kermit the Frog this.
Alright, so, as usual, make sure everyone checks out our hub website, castranger.podbean.com, for all of our crazy semi-weekly hijinks.
And we'll see you on the next episode.
I'm not done.
I know, fuck you. But we're next week, episode 12, Lost in the Fog.
And the one after that.
Whoever the fuck. M.
Maybe there's a season 2.
No, literally, the last episode is just M.
Oh, okay. Is it about Emu from X-Aid?
Mamoru?
Yes.
Oh! No!
Mamoru is the final villain of the show!
Oh, God!
Mole King.
Do you know what's gonna happen?
He's calling it.
I'm calling it right now. Mamoru is gonna be like eating so many humans and stuff. They're not gonna be able to.
Humans, you guys.
No. And he's gonna grow
like all in a row.
No. Listen to me. Shut up. He's gonna grow more powerful, so much to the point where like they have no choice. So they have no choice but to actually kill him, and he's the final Amazon they have to kill.
What is this, old Yeller?
I will not be surprised if in season two.
Anyways, check out the Cast Ranger YouTube channel and Patreon. Please consider pledging towards us so we can help make the shows better for you.
More.
Check out our Cast Ranger Facebook page and tweet at us at Ixy Studios.
Please buy us burgers.
No. I'm down for that. I would like burgers.
No,
I want burgers now, actually.
I just had a burger.
You know what?
Let's go to McDonald's.
You know what? Let's call it now for the final episode of Amazon.
We'll have burgers.
We'll eat burgers.
Done!
Yay! We'll buy, like, a bunch of cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Cheap. Hashtag we're cheap. Hashtag we have no budget.
McDonald's, sponsor deal.
Hashtag we're not even in the... Hashtag we're still in the red since
2014. All right,
anyways. Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Why are you saying good night? What if they're watching this in the middle of, like, the afternoon?
Fine. Good evening, good afternoon, and good night.
Have a good day.
Yeah, that's good day.
Good morrow.
I said good day!